KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at high school golf yesterday. Girls regional golf yesterday in Class 3A in a match that was held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club in Class 3A Region 2B. Atlantic is the champion. Atlantic shooting a 337 yesterday to defeat Shenandoah, who shot a 375 for the day. Sheraton, Clarinda, East Sac County, the top five. Atlantic and Shenandoah as teams both qualify for the regional final coming up on May 22nd over at 5x80 Golf Club near Menlo. Individually, Brooke Newell of Atlantic was the medalist, shooting the low round of 77. Tiffany Dale of Sheraton, the runner-up with an 82. Alyssa Ginther shot 83 to place third overall for Atlantic, while Grace Davidson of Clarinda with an 84 and Anna Carlson of Shenandoah with an 87 were fourth and fifth. The top five individuals advance as well. Also in other action in Class 3A, in a 2A regional at State Center, Kemper Catholic with a 373 and PCM with a 395 are the two teams that will advance. Kemper Catholic had three of the top five golfers, with Allison Schwiers leading them, shooting an 87 yesterday. Also in a Class 1A regional at Fort Dodge yesterday, River Valley and Newell Fonda were the top two teams. River Valley shooting a 380, Newell Fonda 407. St. Edmund, Bishop Garrigan, and Audubon round out the top five. Jasmine Turner of Audubon was the individual medalist. She shot the low round of 89 yesterday and will advance to the regional final round as one of the top five qualifiers. Also in a Class 1A regional at Fox Run yesterday over in Council Bluffs, West Monona with a 345 and Boyer Valley with a 403, the top two teams. Griswold at 407, Riverside and St. Albert, the top five in that meet yesterday. Individually, Sam Knight of West Monona was the medalist with a 71. Also in the top five was Matea Peters of Griswold. She was third overall, shooting an 86, and will advance on to the regional, the next round of regionals. Also in Class 1A regional, which was held at Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Anita yesterday, Mount Air wins the team title with a 391. Cam shot 432 to place second. Exira EHK with a 441 placing third. Individually, Sammy Jotty of Cam was the medalist with a 76, winning by 10 strokes. Also in the top five, J.C. Antofer of Exira EHK posting a 98, and they'll both qualify for the next round. Also, Class 2A golf yesterday, in a region of Quail Run over at Neola, Trainer wins with a 314 total. AHSTW shoots a 406 to play second. Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Central Valley were the top five. Trainer and AHSTW get to move on. Individually, well, it was all Trainer. They blistered the course yesterday, not only with that 314 team score, but they had the top five individual scores as well. Allie Anderson led their team, shooting a 76 yesterday. Also in a 2A regional at Willow Vale Golf Course in Mobile, it was Alta Aurelia and Maple Valley, the top two teams. Missouri Valley's Madison Lease placing third overall in the medalist hunt with a 91, so she'll advance to the next round in girls golf. Now let's turn to tennis. The Hawkeye 10 Girls Tennis Championships held yesterday. It was Shenandoah winning the team title as they win by a single point, 26 points for Shenandoah. Denison with 25, the runner-up. Glenwood and Red Oak each had 19 points to tie for third. Lewis Central rounds out the top five with 15 points. Individually, number one singles champ Jackie Ingram of Denison defeated Sarah Wood of Shenandoah in the final. At number two singles, Brooklyn Taylor of Glenwood, the champ. Nicole Gilbert of Shenandoah, the runner-up. In number one doubles, Maddie Hartley and Brooke Brown of Clarinda teamed up to win the title, beating Sarah Behrens and Sophie Walker of Red Oak. And at number two doubles, it was Natalie Gilbert and Michaela Adkins of Shenandoah, the champs. Dana Marsden and Haley Plambeck of Red Oak were the runners-up. In girls soccer action yesterday, Atlantic a winner, 6-0 over Riverside. Also, Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 7-1. Underwood falling to Trainer 5-1. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 7-0. Lewis Central shut down Harlan 10-0. In boys soccer last night, it was Kemper Catholic over Atlantic 3-2 in overtime, winning on penalty kicks. Trainer defeated Underwood 1-0. Riverside 3-0 over Nottoway Valley. Denison defeating Glenwood 7-2. Harlan 5-0 over Creston in boys soccer. Major League Baseball action yesterday in interleague play. It was Atlanta beating Toronto 10-6, Houston over Miami 7-2. In the American League, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 8-7 Angels over the White Sox 5-3. Seattle beat Oakland 6-5. In the National League, Arizona topping the New York Mets 7-3. San Diego a winner over Milwaukee in 10 innings 6-5. San Francisco doubled up the LA Dodgers by an 8-4 final. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Las Vegas downing the Iowa Cubs by a 10-5 score. A former Princeton forward, Hans Brace, will finish his career at Iowa State. The Cyclones said Monday that the 6'9" Brace will join them next season as a graduate transfer. He averaged 11.5 points and 7.5 rebounds a game for the Tigers in the 2014-15 season. Brace started 82 games for Princeton, shooting 35% on three-pointers and 74% from the free-throw line. He played just 5 games over the past 2 seasons because of knee injuries. The addition will give the Cyclones front court depth after losing star Deontay Burton and seniors Merrill Holden and Daryl Bowie. Brace will compete with starting center Solomon Young, redshirt freshman Cameron Lard, incoming freshman Terrence Lewis, and transfers Jeff Beverly and Ray Kasongo for playing time. The Boston Celtics have earned the right to take on the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics did it with a Game 7 victory last night as Isaiah Thomas and Kelly Olynyk led them past the Washington Wizards 115-105. Thomas got hot late in the second half and finished with 29 points and 12 assists, while Olynyk added a career playoff-high 26 points and helped Boston's bench outscore the Wizards' reserves 48-5. Wizards lost despite out-rebounding the Celtics 48-31. The Wizards still haven't advanced past the second round since the 1979 finals. The Celtics get just one day off before they host the Cavs. Cleveland is well-rested following back-to-back 4-game sweeps in the playoffs. On the ice, the Pittsburgh Penguins scored just once for the second straight game, but it was enough last night to even the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals at a game apiece. Marc-Andre Fleury stopped 23 shots, and Phil Kessel scored with 6:55 remaining to lead the Penguins over the visiting Ottawa Senators 1-0. The Pens dominated over long stretches after absorbing a 2-1 overtime loss in the opener, but they couldn't beat Craig Anderson until Kessel notched his 6th goal of the playoffs. Pittsburgh finished the game without forward Brian Rust and defenseman Justin Schultz, each of whom suffered first-period injuries. The Senators went nearly 19 minutes without a shot on Fleury, who earned his 2nd shutout of the postseason. Anderson stopped 28 shots for the Senators, who will now host Game 3 coming up on Wednesday. Authorities in Texas say rookie Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes escaped injury after being robbed last weekend. Smith County, Texas Sheriff's Office says Mahomes and 3 other victims were stepping out of a vehicle on a driveway outside Tyler on Friday night when a suspect approached and gestured that he had a handgun in his waistband. Investigators say the man took property from the victims and sped away. Deputies later arrested 2 suspects and recovered items taken during that holdup. Smith County Sheriff Sergeant Darrell Coslin told the Associated Press that the robbery appeared random and that Mahomes was not targeted. Mahomes played at Texas Tech last month and was selected by the Chiefs with the 10th pick in the first round of the NFL draft. Also in NFL news, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll says the team is considering Colin Kaepernick and Robert Griffin III as possible backup options to starting quarterback Russell Wilson. Carroll was asked by a local radio station specifically about the pair of veteran quarterbacks who would seem to fit the style Seattle desires in Wilson's backup, and he said, "We're looking at everybody. We really are." And in racing news, NASCAR is adding a 4th stage to the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway on Memorial Day weekend. The series says the stages in the 400-lap race will be uniformly set at 100 laps apiece. Races this year have had 3 stages under a format change announced in January. That is a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.